It's 9 o'clock. I'm Yoon Ji-choi, and this is the news on JMSC Korea FM. Our top story today is about Ji-sung Park, the only Korean player in Manchester United Football Club. Ji-sung Park has been highly praised by a British newspaper called The Telegraph. The paper says he is performing best at Manchester United. Park joined Man U in 2005 and is praised by coach Alex Ferguson as having outstanding enthusiasm. 40% of Korean actors have thought about committing suicide, according to a report. The reasons that they gave for wanting to kill themselves are stress from their careers and also their lives. The report suggests that there should be some special mental service programs for the actors. A psychologist says that the environment affects the actors a lot.
Actors living in the environment which is open to everyone. They are under pressure of their life, which is frequently exposed to and by the others. Even their small, detailed, ordinary actions would be cared by the people. It could be said that they lose their freedom as soon as they decide to become a celebrity. The actors have to endure all the criticisms, which will eventually turn to their stress, and these stress will become a burden on them. With the rising level of unhappiness and stress, by the burdens which they cannot endure, they will start to think about committing suicides. To help them, people should give the actors appropriate space for freedom and privacy.
A Korean prostitute has been decapitated by a 60-year-old sex buyer in Japan. The offender surrendered himself and told the police that he killed her due to money problems. The case has not been reported in Japan because the victim is a prostitute. The Culture Ministry of South Korea orders curfew on three most popular online games for under-18s. They are MapleStory, Mabinogi, and Nexus. The under-18s would be blocked accessing some online games between midnight and 8 a.m. from September. The curfew is a response to the case of a young couple who addicted to the online games and allowed their newborn baby to starve to death. Web addiction seems to be quite serious in South Korea. Gaming is a big business there, with 30% of the population regularly playing online games. For the majority, computer games are played at home or in South Korea's gloomy PC rooms that run 24 hours a day. For the reason that people could access internet at any time in Korea easily, it creates a suitable environment for the people to addict to the online games. A missing son with physical problem has come back to his family after 27 years with the help of the police. The son was lost in 1983 when he was 9, and he was kept in a welfare facility for years. The parents found the son through DNA test by the police. In Hong Kong, there are more than 12,000 Koreans, and among them, more than 50 are the students of the University of Hong Kong. Their lives in Hong Kong seem very colorful and exciting. The number of Korean students applying to Hong Kong U is increasing every year. Hong Kong, as an international city, as a trade center of Asia, is attracting more and more Korean students. They believe they would have more opportunities to reach up the other parts of the world in Hong Kong than in Korea. In the University of Hong Kong, it is quite easy to find the Korean students. They usually like to spend their time in the Starbucks. They think that the most delicious food could be found in the Starbucks. Korean students more or less are facing some culture shocks, like eating culture. Culture differences might have prevented the Korean students come to Hong Kong, but why did they choose here for studying? I met a Korean student in the Starbucks who is majoring English and asked why he came to Hong Kong for studying but not Korea or anywhere else. He said the major reason was the English conducted lectures in the university.
The reason I chose to study at HKU is because it's got a very good reputation worldwide. It was ranked 18th in the world when I got admitted, and because the school teaches in English, I think it just makes it a very good international institution. Not to mention that Hong Kong itself is a very international city. From Korea, it's only 3 hours away by plane, so it's very close. Yet, I'm having a totally new experience compared to Korea. And here, I just felt like I get to meet a lot of different people from all over the world. And I think once I graduate, there will be a lot more opportunities for me here than Korea. And with China growing, I can learn Chinese. And also, studying at HKU will help me improve my English.
Lan Kwai Fong is the best place in Hong Kong to enjoy nightlife. Lan Kwai Fong is just next to Hong Kong U, and therefore many Korean students would go there and have fun often. They enjoy the atmosphere of the joyfulness in Lan Kwai Fong. Here with me is a Korean student who is studying cognitive science in Hong Kong U. She said she would go there once or twice every week to be released from the heavy work from school.
There are a lot of reasons why I go there. First of all, I like to feel the atmosphere of the place. And also, it's a nice place to talk to friends or to meet new people. Like, you get to talk to new friends at a bar and get a cup of drinks. Sometimes I go clubbing with my friends. I like to listen to music, dance to the music play, DJs play. And also, like, going clubbing, the atmosphere of a club makes me forget about all the schoolwork, all the workload. And also, before going clubbing, I really enjoy, like, dressing up or, like, doing makeup with my friends. I love doing that. So that's about it, I think.
Also, most of the students are tutoring the Korean kids after their classes or on the weekends. Since some of them have learned Chinese, they would not only teach English but also Chinese.
第二个,
they choose not to only depend on their parents' money but by themselves. Normally, they teach more than two kids per week, and a student who is studying economic and finances in Hong Kong U teaches more than five kids with the experience of more than a year of tutoring. By doing other part-time jobs and tutoring, he has earned money for his university tuition fee. He said that being independent is very important in university life.
I'm tutoring children is because it provides me an excuse, but more than an excuse, a purpose for me to get out of the campus once in a while and go to different homes, different provinces to teach. I wish also to save up some money for my trip or vacation to different countries. And also it's very satisfying both mentally, like academically, having the feeling that the pupils I teach can learn something from me. I think as a university student that provides me a motive and a sense of responsibility and achievement.
The life of Korean students in Hong Kong U seems very colorful and joyful. They're studying hard, working hard, playing hard, and learning to be more independent. They're enjoying and satisfied with their life in Hong Kong. Some of them are even wishing to stay in Hong Kong for their future life. To them, Hong Kong is a place fulfilled with excitement and chances. That's the news of JMSC Korea FM. I'm Yoon Ji Choi.